What is going on with the CDC? We have some amazing events happening back there, and I want to talk about what is actually going on. I don't have any inside sources, but just my experience from working with big companies, big entities, and knowing the marketing, the legal, all of those different departments that go through a press release, that goes through any decision that is released to the public, and how much scrutiny goes on, I can infer a lot about what's happening in the CDC. We'll talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Oh my gosh. We maxed out on the conference. You can't get seats anymore. You cannot come to the conference if you wanted to because of how many people that have already signed up. I'm looking forward to it so much. It is cool that we're live streaming the whole thing. So if you want to be part of the live stream, it's available to Fight Laugh Feast members. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put an HTBT in the memo field. You'll get to watch the live streaming. You get to drink out of that HTBT cup while you do it, 15 ounces. You can put tea in it. You can put some whiskey in it, whatever you like. It works for all of those different liquids. Thank you for everyone who supports us. Really appreciate it. Before we get into this, I just want to show you this. This is my 9mm laser target bullet. You put it in the gun and you can shoot it. It emits in a laser. There's also an app that comes with this one. This is from iTarget. They're not a sponsor of the show or affiliated anyways, but it's a product I use and I love. All right, my camera cut out. I wasn't sure about that. So anyways, I have this iTarget laser. Highly recommend it. You need to get your gun. You need to get training. And you need to keep practicing. And you should be doing majority of your practicing doing dry firing. Do not just dry fire your gun without something like this in it. It can damage your gun from what people tell me. And just work on practicing, working on your aim, working on your grip, working on being able to pull the trigger without moving the gun. That is all things that you can be practicing with dry firing. I highly recommend it with all the chaos that's going on. Speaking of chaos, let's get right into it. Let me pull up one of these articles. I like this view better. The CDC reverses course on testing asymptomatic people for COVID-19 again. That's reversing course again, which means more than one time. The move comes nearly a month after the agency was widely criticized after quickly tweaking its guidance. So this is what we know from this. Either they're incompetent, the CDC is incompetent, they're lying, or they are being manipulated by, what is the word, wide criticism. They're lying, they're incompetent, or they're being manipulated by wide criticism. Do you want any of those three options to be true in your agencies that are supposed to be giving health advice, give health recommendations? Do you want any of those three things to be true? No, you don't. No, you don't. And this is them going back and forth several times about asymptomatic testing. The next story, and my wife and I were talking about, the CDC says it's erroneously posted guidance that said coronavirus spreads through the air and travels beyond 6 feet. Earlier in the day, the World Health Organization said it contacted the CDC about the guidance change. Now, as you know, the World Health Organization is the mouthpiece for the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party. I always get the CCs mixed up. So the Chinese Communist mouthpiece, the World Health Organization, contacted the CDC to change its guidance. So we now have a fourth option. Either they're lying, they're incompetent, they are bending under wide criticism pressure, or they're bending under the pressure of the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party. Four options are not good. The WHO said that COVID-19 primarily spreads through respiratory droplets that pass when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or breathes. Through droplets with coughs, sneezes, and breathes. But we know this isn't true from looking at other viruses. We know what other doctors have said about other viruses before this whole thing got politicized. Now, what is happening here? I think it's kind of obvious looking at the pressure and what they're saying, but I just want to really drive this home for you guys because this is shaping our policy. this is impacting our, let me take this down. I think it kind of froze. I hope you got to see those articles. It looks like the screen froze on that. It's impacting our way of life. It's being leveraged against us to take away our freedoms, especially a CDC approach, especially when it's in the health industry. You are going to have several different advisors overseeing and validating and correcting and tweaking what is going out there in an organization that doesn't have to do with health, but that is to say that these kinds of publications and these kinds of releases are less important to get right than the health industry. So I imagine it's even more, there's more doctors and things that are signing off on these releases. Goes through several different tests. Does this align with our brand? What is this conveying from a marketing perspective? So they're thinking through all of the different things. What kind of position does this put us in the industry? Is this the thing that is going to reinforce our brand? Is this going to be convey and communicate what we are trying to communicate? Is it going to say it in the way that is our style? Is it going to be able to keep, help us to grow market share and things like that? Then it goes to the lawyers. It doesn't necessarily have to go this order. It's not like always just for marketing first. Then it goes to the lawyers and they start nitpicking and, oh, how much liabilities does this give us? Is this technically true? Is this a defendable position? Are we going to end up in court someday because of this? And then it goes to the lawyers and then it goes to the C-level suite, the top brass, the people that sign off on this. They review the marketing. They review the legal, and they go through all of these different rigors and all the people that have a say and how it affects them and who isn't, what departments are part of this release and all this stuff. And it goes through and it gets validated. And it takes a long time to get consensus and to get everybody sign off. It is not just something that like I do on Twitter when I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I just read Joe Carter slandering AD Robles again. I'm going to do a quick response. That's not what happens with the CDC. That's not what happens with large organizations. But they are carefully crafted, thought out, reviewed, restated, tweaked, adjusted to say exactly what they think is best for the organization. Not for you, for the organization. Now, the CDC could argue, oh, it's for you, it's for the health. And the government can argue we're a public service. Yeah, okay. So when they go back and forth like they do here, you know there are politics, there is a battle going on behind the scenes that is causing them to say things about our health, guys. They are giving recommendations to our country about how we should stay safe. And these decisions are either incompetence, they're lying to us, they're bending to wide criticism, or they're bending to the WHO, which is the mouthpiece of the Communist Chinese Party. The Chinese Communist Party. And there's a battle here that impacts lives. People make health decisions based on this. Governors make recommendations by this. The people that are trying to restrict freedom leverage this against us. The people that are fighting for our freedoms lose their ability to leverage this stuff. The CDC should not be political. It shouldn't even exist, quite honestly. It shouldn't even exist, at least in its form. And we see the politics that even the Chinese are influencing, the communist Chinese are influencing the decisions in an American agency. And there's this war going on. There's power plays being made. There's being pressure. There's being compromises. There's shady deals. There's being all of these things that have to go in to the flip-flopping of these releases back and forth on several different items, on something that is a worldwide pandemic, or how a lot of us say a plandemic. These are not the things to put out publications lightly. These are not the things to just put out on a whim, but these things are taken in immense detail to put out there. And yet we see them going back and forth, which makes me almost certain to infer that there are power plays and a battle going on behind the scenes that leads to this. And I know it, and I'm confident in that assessment because those same plays are happening to us in front, in the public, in front of the public for all of us to see. It's happening with our riots. It's happening with the government, Democrats. It's happening with the Republicans. It's happening with everyone. There's these stories being spun to grab our rights, to destabilize our country, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, and how we can't have an election, or we can't have a confirmation process, we can't pick a Supreme Court, or we're going to burn the cities even more, or we're going to have more disruption, or we're going to have more of a contested election just like last time. And then also, I read that it just came out from a Yelp study that 2/3 of small businesses, or businesses entirety, but most of them are small businesses, are not going to come back. They're closed. 2/3 of businesses closed and are not coming back. 2/3. Now, does that help with stabilizing a country? Does that help with stabilizing our communities, or does that help destabilizing them? Is threatening to burn things down, to not being able to call out George Soros on Fox News by Newt Gingrich, even though that's the facts, it's been proven, to not call out what he's doing, even though it's been proven that there's money that he supports these DAs that aren't persecuting any of the rioters, that jobs, businesses, livelihoods, incomes are gone, our health, our CDC isn't trustworthy, they're being manipulated by the Communist Chinese Party. You need to get practicing. You need to buy your guns. You need to get trained. And you need to be prepared. The war is here, guys. The war is here. It's going to be in our businesses. It is. 2/3 are not going to come back. And look what these big companies are doing. Look who they're supporting. Black Lives Matter. The war is here. And we cannot interpret information anymore through the CDC, through our companies, through social media, outside of the lens that we are in this battle. And it's getting far worse. It's going to get far worse. And everyone knows it. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, just introduced legislation, or revealed legislation. I don't know if he technically introduced it into the House yet, that they are going to make these protests that are violent a felony. He wouldn't be doing that if he didn't think the worst wasn't yet to come. If this was at the tail end, he wouldn't be introducing this. If you're in a state that is run by politicians supported by the likes of George Soros, that haven't cracked down on these protests, that leverages the CDC flip-flops to take further liberties away from you, you need to be prepared. I'm not trying to scare you, just trying to prepare you, because we've been soft for a long time and we don't know how to handle the misinformation of the CDC, how to handle these rioters when they come in our front door, how to handle lawlessness and the police being defunded. But it's happening, and we better be prepared. We'll talk to you tomorrow.